This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Dozens of Palestinians have been killed in strikes in southern Gaza on Saturday. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Israeli military stated that their troops targeted Hamas infrastructure in the Gaza Strip, killing several militants. Meanwhile, just south of the Gaza Strip, officials say at least three dozen Palestinians were killed in multiple Israeli strikes as preparations moved ahead for high-level ceasefire talks in the Egyptian capital, mediated by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar. Gaza's Nasser Hospital reported that around 11 members of the same family, including children, were killed when an Israeli airstrike hit their home in Khan Yunis. The hospital received a total of 33 bodies from three separate strikes. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
An Egyptian official says the CIA director, Qatar's foreign minister, and Egypt's spy chief are meeting Saturday evening in Cairo.
Special police units have joined the search for an unknown knife man who cut the throats of revelers at a crowded festival in the western German city of Solingen, killing three people and wounding at least eight others. Prosecutor Marcus Kaspers told a news conference on Saturday that authorities have not ruled out a terrorism motive in the Friday evening attack, but they have not found the perpetrator. A 15-year-old boy was arrested early Saturday. Police said he was suspected of knowing about the planned attack and not informing authorities, but he was not the attacker.
Poland's President Andrzej Duda and Lithuanian Prime Minister Ingrida Szymonicza join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to mark Independence Day in Kyiv on Saturday. Zelensky revealed a new Ukrainian weapon, a drone missile named Pelyanitsa, referring to a traditional Ukrainian hearth-baked bread, he says was